This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas? Welcome to the DJV program. That music sounds like we're bringing in like a new show right from the universe of Doug Steffen. Here comes Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to keep you up to date on what's going on. Jay, I would like to post a question, if we can do that on our, I know we can, on social media. Would it be better if we had more training? We've had this conversation, but one wonders, would better training prevent police killings? I think we've been back and forth on a couple of things today, this week, this month, this year. It seems like forever the conversation and the controversy have been going on, and there are different things that erupt in these conversations, but there are a lot of advocates around for, for reforming police training, and they say that current programs overemphasize the violent aspects of policing at the expense of other really important skills, critical skills that officers need. And then there's the whole business about, you know, I mean, you see in the training manuals basic rules for gun safety and how to handle this situation, but I think That it struck me when I saw it. I was trying to think, okay, what else do police do? And we've talked a lot here about how there are too many responsibilities, too many things expected from a police officer in this day and age.
I think if we do more training, and I think there's always room for more training, because I think there's always room to do better and better and better, right? That's constantly the thing that we strive for. So I think that's one piece of it. But I think we should do some community training as well, because by and large, most people get into bad situations with the police when they run or they don't comply. And that I think, you know, it's the bottom line. I think we have to have accountability at the police level, but also at the community level. It's not Jacob Blake, but he'd be one of them too that tried to resist and run. But Dante Wright, who was, you know, engaged with that police officer who mistook her firearm for her taser. That thing got out of hand because he started to run. Everything was fine. It was routine traffic stop until he freaked. And so,
but procedurally, though, I've seen so many cops on TV talking about, like, going through what she did, and she did so many things wrong. She left the car running. She left the keys in the car. She handcuffed him next to the open.
She didn't. The black officer
door.
Who was there that it did it.
Right,
it's
but procedurally, I'm just
run.
Saying the whole thing when it was all of it was wrong. And so, if she was the training officer, why didn't she? I mean, a lot of people are asking the questions, well, if she was there and she was the training officer, why didn't she tell the other guy, you're not supposed to cuff him next to an open door in a running car, turn the car off so he doesn't flee. You know, you take him to the back of the car where he's then supposed
That's
to be cuffed.
That's all true. But
all of that
I mean,
was
isn't
wrong.
Isn't some of the story, why did he choose to run? I mean, I know we're always talking about what the police officer should have done, but
we're
why
talking
did
about training,
he choose
so,
to run?
But,
yeah.
Such
yeah,
a, but what I'm saying is grabbing your taser, I mean, that's on the opposite side. It's backwards so that, you know, if you're right-handed,
for that
you're crossing
purpose,
your body.
You don't
that has to be.
But what's happening right now, and I still contend that this is what happened in that story, it's just my gut, it's just my opinions. Take it for the whatever it's worth. But I think there is so much pressure on police in Minneapolis right now. They are afraid to police. They're afraid to touch anybody. And so when this guy, so instead of taking him down physically, which is what the next progression, that would have been the next progressive step to be, because they're afraid of doing that, you can tell in her voice, she was wigged out. She was freaked. She went for the wrong thing. I don't believe for a second that was intentional or racist.
I think she was shocked.
And so why? So because
there's
all this pressure.
That would indicate that she was aiming, she was cruising.
There's all this pressure on the police and all of this fear within the black community. We need to knock it off. With, I mean, there's a million other stories where if people had just complied with officers, that they could have taken an arrest. Did it suck? Yeah, maybe. Is it warranted? Maybe, maybe not. You can make that argument. But taking an arrest is a whole lot better than having your family pick out a coffin for you. I mean, it's no joke. You just, I mean, so yes, train officers, do better with the training. I think it should be ongoing training for police officers.
Yeah. Let's hear
what
we've
got to start training the community as well to deal with police officers.
Think about this. So, one, thinking about some of the reports that there aren't enough police. You hear that in New York a lot. Hear it more in Los Angeles, actually, for a large city.
Well,
there,
they defunded,
you know, we don't
the police,
meet up
and now
to
crime's
the
up 300%.
Yeah, and so, but then there are those, the population people are looking at the stats and seeing something in my mind that is good. But this becomes controversial in and of itself. The fact that our population has, quote-unquote, only grown by 7% over the past 10 years, that's the smallest increase for 100 years. This info is coming, a lot of census info is being released now from last year's census taking. And so wondering outside the box and inside what it is that creates the concern, especially when the economy is heating up as it is. Okay, so why is that? Is it because we get so many illegal immigrants coming into the country? We have this all this new population. We have a grow, but yet the numbers don't really stack up. We have 331 million people that live in this country. I can remember in my lifetime when the population of the country was around 200 million, actually maybe a little bit less. So that's just in my lifetime. You see these huge increases in the population. Is it good for business? Yeah, it's fabulous. Building homes, buying cars, getting clothing, selling groceries, whatever. All that stuff is great for the economy, but is it good for our salvation, for our existence? For, you know, I saw something in the plane when I was traveling out to L.A. on Saturday morning about what is going to happen to our population and where are we going to go. That was basically the premise set up. And in our lifetime, will there be people who will move to Mars, or will there be in the next 100 years the technology to send large groups of people to other planets that are just like ours? And I'm thinking, I said, good God. But are we're ruining the planet. I mean, there's no question in one way or another. And this is not about the environment. It's just we are making a mess. We make a mess out of things as human beings. And so, you know, the people who are worried about declining birth rate, you know, I'm thinking about my children and my daughter will have one child and that's it. That's all she can have. And my son maybe will have a child or two. And so they're not contributing. But you look at some of these other places where the population is exploding. India, good God. And, you know, then there's the measuring of the fertility rate in companies. And we've talked about that here, how the fertility rate is way off. And why is that? You know, there are any number of reasons. I think we always talk about men and how, you know, silly things like if you ride a bicycle or you put your, this is not silly, you put your device in your pants,
that's
not going to do much
problem
for your sperm. Yeah.
That's a huge problem. And that's, you know, there
is. But is having slow population growth a huge problem, Victoria, in general? Thinking about there's
depends,
an upside
I guess,
to less growth. I think there is anyway. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, at this point, you know, one in five women in their 30s now struggle with fertility. And a lot of that is not necessarily just on the women, it's on the men. And, you know, men under 40 have had 20 years, maybe 25 years of cell phones in their pockets. That has a huge impact. And the environmental stuff that we all deal with, that we all grew up with, hormones and food and things like that. And it's just, yeah, I think that it's not surprising that, and, you know, look, IVF treatment, which a lot of my girlfriends have used or are using currently, it's expensive. You have to drop $20,000 right away. And then, you know, and then it's not a guarantee. And it's mm-hmm. very emotional. It's a long process. And, you know, you're lucky if you get, you know, one kid out of it. So it's not really surprising that the population growth is stalling. It's just, you know.
But is it good or bad? What's the judgment? Is
well, I guess
it good
it depends
that the birth rate is declining?
Not. I don't care. And honestly, I don't want kids. Lewis and I don't want
but
kids.
I'm not
I don't
thinking
care.
About the
you
know, person
that
side
it slows or not.
He's what about the planet? Yeah,
well,
right.
Fewer people is better for the planet.
Yeah.
But,
Jennifer,
you know,
you're not going to have children with Jeff,
is.
Right?
Probably not, no.
Yeah,
but he's
right.
got two, so, yeah. I mean, you know, there's that. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I don't know. I think that, yeah, the planet is crowded, but certainly you need to have enough people to take care of us as we all get older. So, mm-hmm. you know, it is concerning, there, I can imagine, when they see a slowing of a population growth.
Jay, what about you? Are you planning to have more children?
To be determined, I really hated being pregnant. Really hated it.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah, no.
But I would like back to have a sibling, so we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's tough to have just one child. I know my daughter thinks about it, and they've thought about all kinds of things. They adopt somebody, and then they, you know, they because Brendan and Megan are so close, their families will be intertwined. So, you know, if there are children that come along there, then on Brendan's side, that'll be a big help to the family dynamic. Anyway, I think this is good food for thought. I think that one of the things that some of these people are looking at, we are in a cold war with China. China has a huge population, three times what we have. And so will that factor into their ability to, quote unquote, control the world? If you don't think people are thinking about it that way, they are. The more we have, the larger population we have, the more we can confront China. You're never going to beat China. Never. And you're never going to beat India. And so I think that's kind of a specious argument. Can you imagine, there was a book that was written called 1 Billion Americans, what it would be like if there were 1 billion people crawling around this country? Three times more than there are now? Good God. 17 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new MySlippers. MySlippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all-day, indoor use, outside wear. MySlippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, MySlippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the MySlippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new MySlippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. What do you believe in terms of anything, any part of your life? Do you have balance in your life? I'm very proud of some of the extracurricular work that I do, like the show that runs on the network and a lot of these stations at points during the week and on the weekend called Your Hidden Power. It's all about things that need to be balanced, or it would be good to balance in your life. As a matter of fact, the current podcast of Your Hidden Power, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com, focuses on feng shui. Have all of you built your homes or built your... Jay, you know what feng shui is? Most of it.
Oh, yeah. I've tried. I have such an issue with our master bedroom because there's so many doors. There's two doors to the outside
window.
You
got to be careful of the energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, check out how to use feng shui on Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Jay's in charge of social media. What is trending with regard to Justin Bieber, the former Worm, and his dreadlocks? Why is he wearing them to begin with, I guess, is the question. Whether he had a, why did he have them before, and why does he have them now?
That is the big question online. So, yeah, he had dreadlocks a while back, and people came hard for him. They thought that he educated himself on cultural appropriation, but now he's on vacation with his wife, Haley Baldwin, well, Haley Bieber, and he's sporting the dreadlocks again. So people are coming for him on Twitter. Some are saying, I know you can do better. It's really disappointing seeing you with dreads. I thought you educated yourself.
Bieber, why is it bad for him to have, but why is it bad for him to have dreadlocks?
People are calling it cultural appropriation.
Yeah, right. It's not a good look for white people to have dreads.
Why?
No, Jay, seriously. You can take this one. I feel like we've explained this a lot.
Why does it have to be that black people own dreadlocks? Why? Well, what is it? What
I don't
that
think
mean?
It's just about owning dreadlocks. It's knowing the history of where it came from and how many
black people
that had dreadlocks were.
Because I don't know where they came from.
I mean, we've gone back to this argument before. But don't we think that this is celebrating something? I mean, he's obviously not doing something that makes him look like crap or that he hates. Well, he's doing something that he appreciates, right? So wouldn't it be looked at as somebody who's appreciating a style
That's one of the things that I've always questioned. What's the line between appropriation and appreciation? I know that some of the people that are saying online, referring to it as appropriation, are also that black members of society who had dreadlocks were always judged and had prejudices against
them,
not just because of the color of their skin, but the fact that they had dreadlocks.
They haven't even passed the Crown Act in every state. It's ridiculous. There's no protection for natural hair in a lot of states, and you can be fired from your job
protection?
If you're black. Meaning under the law. The Crown Act is something that is not a federal law. It's passed by certain states.
So if
you can wear your natural hair.
If somebody, you're working with somebody, they don't like it, they can fire you.
Yes.
Well, they can fire you no matter what.
And back
in the day, different than
women,
no,
women of color had to straighten their hair,
yes.
had to soften and straighten their hair with all these different chemicals and stuff because
right.
they their bosses, quote unquote, did not like the what they called
well,
black.
The bosses are rearranging this.
Right, yeah, but then for Justin Bieber to be able to just go and like wear dreads and think it's cool and put it on Instagram, it's rubbing salt in a deep wound.
So do people get canceled for straight, if they're people of color who don't have naturally straight hair, do they get canceled for straightening their hair now?
They've had to straighten their hair.
No, but so, what if they do it now? Now that it's not cool to do that anymore and embrace natural hair, do they get canceled?
In some states, no. In some states, you still have to straighten your hair. It's part of a dress code.
Where?
Nobody enforces that.
Or schools.
Come on.
I have a black girlfriend who has literally been sent home from her job because she let her hair go natural and didn't straighten it.
Time for a new job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's okay. Well,
what
you can say,
what's the job?
She's a lawyer, and she actually had to sue the company for it, and the company won because it was not protected under law. This is a much bigger issue, you guys, than just Justin Bieber wanting to wear dreads. It's a much bigger issue.
It brings it to the surface. I'm happy to have a conversation about it because I don't know a lot of
these stories about discrimination.
Schools have dress
codes against natural hair as well.
Stuff.
I mean, it's a much bigger issue than we're being kind of cavalier about it. It's a much larger issue for a lot of, especially
but
black
why
women.
Is it an issue? Why is it an issue? Because people are ignorant and they don't even know what the story of the, you were educating me here in the last couple of minutes about why it is a problem, what the historical reference is to it. And, you know, now my interest is piqued in what is the law and why would it be, so strongly defended. In a manner of speaking.
I want to know about your friend's employer. Let's call that person out on the air. Let's get names. Jeez.
Yeah.
It
doesn't seem appropriate
at all.
It doesn't seem
appropriate. But that's not a national news story.
But there are some things.
That happens all the
time. I mean, you wouldn't want to be wearing those. If you were running a, let's say, a grinder, or you're in a shop where you're making products, you get long hair, no matter whether dreadlocks or long hair, that's unsafe. So that's something that makes sense. But other than that, just because you don't like the looks of him? No, I don't. I'm not buying that. 28 past the hour. Good conversation, though, here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Achoo! Learning to live with your pet and allergies. You know, if you suffer from allergies and are first considering a pet, there are some breeds of dogs and cats that are less apt to irritate allergies. Among the dog breeds, there are poodles because they have hair versus fur, terriers, Portuguese water dogs, and the Irish water spaniel. And among cats, there's the Rex and other shorthand breeds, but also remember that there are the hairless cats, the Sphinx, as well. But if you already have a pet, there are things you can do to keep those allergies in check. First of all, make sure the house is vacuumed on a regular basis using a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter. Wash your bedding as well as the pet's bedding every day. And if the allergies are really severe, have an allergy-free room. Maybe there's one room in the house where you can go when your allergies are bothering you that's kind of a pet-free zone. Make sure you use the proper coat conditioner. Make sure you use a good shampoo. Make sure the dog's skin and coat is in good shape. And if you have a cat, have someone wipe the cat every day because most people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're allergic to the cat's saliva. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Biden will speak to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Reports are saying he will pitch $4 trillion of spending on child care, education, and family leave, among other topics. With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least nine people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. Customs and Border Protection officials are reporting Kevin Andre McKenzie was caught at JFK Airport on Monday, allegedly trying to smuggle in 35 live finches from Guyana, stuffed inside plastic hair curlers and concealed inside his clothes. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Los Angeles police officer Deion Joseph recently took to social media to write a letter to Lakers basketball player LeBron James, who has been vocal about police brutality and racial injustice. The officer wrote the open letter in a response to a recently deleted tweet by James condemning an Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, who was seen on video attempting to kill another young woman. Without knowing the facts, LeBron got it wrong. Officer Joseph on Fox News says he understands ego and frustration.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't apologize sometimes, and it can happen to me, too. I'm one of those guys where it's hard for me to say sorry because your ego, you know, gets in the way. But, you know, if he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have to. I just thought it would be good if you know you're wrong on an issue, that you could at least say, hey, I got this one wrong. Yes, I want accountability, but this one I got wrong. You know, and the reason why I wrote this letter is because, you know, that officer could have been me. I'm thinking of four times in my career where I almost had to use deadly force on somebody, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. In one of those instances, you know, I was this close to shooting a young man to save other people while I'm going home off duty. And that would have been said about me without him knowing who I am, my heart, knowing that every morning I wake up praying that I never, ever have to take a life of another human being.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call
877-878-4203. Yes, indeedy. Here we are back again at 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan here trying to make sense of the universe. We are at the absolute zenith of our magnificence. Have you noticed that lately? Ladies, we're really right there.
Where are we?
Where? Where's the map?
We are at the zenith. I love these words. Zenith, apex is another great word. Don't you think? When you being Doug Steffen, being Jennifer Horn, being Victoria Keelan, being Jay Kirshner is really a blessing. All of you, the three of you, all of us, actually, have a kind of neat place here. A lot of people would like to be where we are. And, you know, they think at least on the outside, wow, this is great. These people are so famous. They have this radio program. They're all over the place. But, you know, we're just pretty much average people who have a good mind and the ability to express ourselves. And I guess it's just I like to encourage people to express themselves. That's kind of what this is all about. It's an old song. Who did that? Phil. Who did Express Yourself? Do you remember that? Phil's
Madonna.
Really good when it comes in. No, there's one that's older than that.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one I'm looking for.
It's an R&B song. Maybe you can find it. It's just I love the fact that I've been always able to express myself. Sometimes I've stuck I still do stick my foot in my mouth. But it's okay. You know, I have no fear. Maybe that's a problem. I have no fear of expressing myself, of telling people what I think. Oftentimes I do it. I have some business partners who have been after me yesterday. Tucker and I had a very serious conversation. Tucker's the actor that I talk about all the time, who's my business partner with my son and one other fellow and my lawyer in this cannabis project that we're working on. And I was holding back. And Tucker said, I know you're not telling me everything. And I said, well, I don't really want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I want you to know. And he said, no, this is important for us to be able to talk and actually tell each other what it is that we're thinking. And you know what? He's right. If you are in a marriage or you're at a place, if you're at the, we were just talking about dreadlocks and stuff. And that's what I was thinking about, how it is that people don't express themselves. So you're wanting, you know, I think that athletes who wear, I mean, I go back to when I was a kid and everybody was required to have a certain haircut. If you want to play baseball for my team, this is how you look. And now you look at, and a lot of the football players, basketball, well, not so much basketball, because they can't have long hair and play. But football, it isn't that I object to it. It just looks ridiculous in my mind. But it is. Victoria would be happy to tell us it's a cultural thing. And I guess it is. And maybe it's an age thing, too.
I think it is a generational thing, yes.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Remember, baseball players couldn't have any facial hair.
Yeah.
This is not black, white, brown.
Don't the Yankees still have that?
Yes, thank God. Because there are a lot of people that look like they have pigeons living in their face.
I know.
And
yeah,
I don't know how they see. The Dodgers have this guy who my dad says he's got like a ski slope on his face because his hair, it extends so far. And he's a pitcher. Like, how do you even see over your beard to throw the ball? It's
crazy. I see it as a mega problem, but I must be the only one who does. All right, let's get to the latest Johnson & Johnson thing, Emergent. Victoria, will you refresh us as to what Emergent was? It was a government contractor, Emergent BioSolutions. Stock has been played here. What's the scoop?
Oh, yeah. So Emergent is it's a company that actually produces the vaccine.
Right.
So it's the production line.
They take the formula from the other guys, and they make it. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So when Johnson & Johnson creates a vaccine or anybody, you know, they create that in the lab, and then they have the formula, and then they send the formula to a company like Emergent BioSolutions, and then they do the mass production. So the interesting thing about Emergent is that after the J&J vaccine got put on pause, and then 15 million doses of the vaccine were tainted because of, you know, production problems at this plant. We now know there's a whole lot of stuff with Emergent going way back, that they've got a lot of violations and they have untrained people and unsanitary conditions. It's kind of a mess. So I don't even know why Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, why they chose Emergent to produce their vaccines, but mm-hmm. they did. So now the latest is Emergent has had, obviously because of all the bad publicity, they ruined 15 million doses of J&J. So their stock has fallen from mid-February to until now. It was at $125 a share. It's dropped more than 50%. It's now only worth $62 a share. Naturally, you would think, okay, well, the CEO and the executives who run the company, they've also lost half of their worth, you know, in terms of the stock price. Not so much, though, because Robert Kramer, who is Emergent's chief executive, sold more than $10 million worth of stock in the company in January and early February. Now, what did he know that the rest of the world didn't know? That's the question. And this is not the first time, by the way, that this This has happened with him and this company. Back in 2016, he made a huge sale of Emergent stock, and right after that, it turns out that they had promised the stockholders that there was going to be this huge government order for anthrax, for an anthrax vaccine. I don't know why in 2016 we needed an anthrax vaccine, but anyway, that was what that's what they told the stockholders that was coming. Turns out the order was a lot smaller than what the analysts anticipated. The stock price had fallen dramatically. And so, but at that point, all of the, you know, the CEO and the major executives, they had already sold off a lot of stock, so they made out okay. And that turned into a major lawsuit.
Did they know? The obvious question here is, what did they know?
Well, clearly, yeah. So they denied knowing anything, but then they later agreed to a $6.5 million settlement. They paid their investors off. Now, after, you know, this is just Cramer, the CEO. He basically, if he had sold his shares right now, he would make $5.5 million, but he sold them off in early February and made $10 million. So the timing is very suspicious. So he's,
well,
he's
would there be
again
sabotage here? Are we talking, are we suggesting that there's some sort of sabotage? It was purposeful?
No, I think it's just inside information. I don't think it's sabotage.
How'd they know this stuff was going to go bad? That's my question. How'd they know that it was going to go bad? How would they know
that? Didn't go bad. They ruined it.
But they ruined it. But okay,
yeah, they ruined it.
They ruined it. But how would they know way back then that they were going to have this big batch that was ruined?
Well,
isn't that a question?
I think that the batch may have been ruined earlier before it actually went public.
Floating around.
So, I think the timing is way too suspicious. First of all, this guy has not made a major cash out since 2016, and now it happens? It's just, I don't know. It feels like it's very suspect timing. So we'll see what happens with it, but I don't know why this company keeps getting these big government contracts. I don't get it.
Well, there must be somebody inside, somebody knows somebody. That's how it always happens. Okay, let's go one step further here. I noticed today that there is a study which basically throws cold water on the rule to distance indoors. You know, the whole business about 6 feet away. And didn't Fauci say a month or two ago, well, maybe 3 feet is enough. But now, this study is out of MIT today, says this is all nonsense. It doesn't make the risk of exposure to COVID in indoors is minimal to non-existent. So after all of this time and all of the focus on distancing, the mask, all that other stuff, this MIT study finds that staying 6 feet apart indoors does nothing to stop the spread of COVID. Absolutely.
But like early studies, you know, very early on, when they were testing how far droplets, you know, can spread, it was 28 feet.
Right, I remember.
So
it was long,
the 6 foot thing, I never understood where that came from. Because any virologist will tell you, well, no, the droplets can travel 28 feet minimum in the air, so I don't get it. The ventilation seems to be the most important thing. If you're indoors and you've got a lot of ventilation, can be next to someone,
but
and that seems to be the right
that's all
way to
great.
Do it.
But think about everybody who lost their business this year. In California, 35% of businesses
people
went
couldn't
out.
Go.
Yeah. Because people couldn't
go. And restaurants that couldn't open because they couldn't do distancing. It's nonsense.
Right.
And back again to this whole craze of control.
In a lot of counties like Los Angeles County, Ventura County, many counties in California, so outdoor dining shut down the day before Thanksgiving.
That's ridiculous.
So, why? Yeah. I mean, why did this happen?
Well, not
why?
Enough people have questioned this either. People
go
along,
people
get along.
People questioned it, but we're recalling our governor because he didn't care what people questioned. He said, it's my way or the highway. And so our governor's being recalled for it.
It's time.
There has
for
never
some
been a
changes.
Single case of COVID that has been linked to outdoor dining. Not one in the entire country.
Now they're saying indoor dining is okay. Now they're saying the distancing isn't an impact. There was another study that was buried by, I think it was Stanford, that said that the masks have no impact, especially the ones people wear.
I've seen
the cloth
that
impacts that have no impact on people spreading
it's
disease.
It's all a sociological thing. It's also psychological. But basically, it doesn't make any. This study suggests it doesn't make any difference whether you're 6 feet or 60 feet apart. It doesn't make any difference. But it does also. It talks about ventilation, Victoria, and that's how important that is. The bigger variable
is the real key. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, according to this MIT research paper, the rule, based on an outdated understanding of how the virus moves, we understood at the beginning, but these things became more apparent as we moved along. And, you know, now, and what they're, the criticism here is of the World Health Organization. That's what the MIT paper says. It's all over the Boston newspapers today. I'm sure it'll float
Which
around.
Still, why
soon.
We question why we're back in that organization again when they screwed this up.
Well, I think we need to be running that organization.
Right.
No,
if
we're not.
We be there, and, we better run it or we better get the hell out of it.
We have to have a lot more control.
You think that China's going to give us control? China's so dialed into the World Health Organization. Forget it.
Well, they
really
got somebody. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's a waste of money.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, I think there's a good question there, Jennifer. Speaking of questions, why do you sneeze? I got into this with Jack Stockwell, one of the doctors on the DGV Health program, and is on this program with us all the time. As a matter of fact, here in a few minutes. Why is it that we sneeze? I had this episode of sneezing 14 times, so I asked Jack, why did I have that? And we talked about it and what it is that repeats, what causes us to repeat sneezes. I'm not going to tell you what the answer is. You can get the answer by listening to the DGV Health Show podcast with Jack Stockwell. That's at DGV Health Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
All right, so here we are at 48 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug. So we were just talking off the air, given the stuff of the MIT study, why was it that nobody was wearing a mask at the Oscars? I had little use of the Oscars, so I didn't watch them. But I did see
alone.
You looking around the room.
They're boring.
Yeah, it was awful.
Well, they explained, though, to answer your question, though, Regina King opened the show and explained that they were following the same, like, movie set protocols. So everyone had been tested and tested again, and then a lot of people are already vaccinated. And then when they weren't on camera or on the stage, then the masks were on. It went back and forth. So they were following, you know, however they're shooting movies now, it was all the same protocol.
Well, I think what's going to happen now, given that MIT study, hopefully it'll get a lot of press and attention, depending on what the control freaks in places like the New York Times or CNN have going for them. But there'll be an openness about this and an open discussion about masks, or more to the point right now of this whole business about you can't be closer to people. It apparently is all nonsense. So Jack is going to love that. When we get to that, it's 10 before the hour. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, moving back into our focus on you. I'm very interested in helping you, and I think that's one of the great services of all the programs that I do. If I do say, it doesn't sound very humble, but maybe I check with Laura Banks, who, in addition to being a great astrologer, is an actress and an author, but in my life and for us here, she helps us out astrologically. So what about that? What about the sorts of things? I mean, we all have our personalities, and I've become a great believer, frankly, that our personalities are predicated by when we are born, where we are born, the whole business about where your sun sign is, where your moon is, where your rising sign is. That just helps us. There's a sort of and the time of year, like springtime, we feel like we want to surge. So what's going on astrologically that gives us that feeling, Laura?
Well, you're saying two different wonderful things, Doug. I love your curiosity about astrology. Your first point well taken, that the personality is formed by where these planets fall into what signs and houses. I was looking at a chart for my girlfriend, who's a brilliant writer and did an off-Broadway show, but she's always had really father issues. She had kind of a nasty dad. And I looked at her chart, and sure enough, there's this thing called a Chiron, which is actually part comet, part planet, and wherever it is this sort of piercing where you get hurt and you have a painful wound, and it's conjunct or right next to her Saturn, which is the father. Mm-hmm. And I looked at, I just went, oh my God, because I know as a fact that her father was a very negative influence in her life. And time and time again, I will see where these planets land are in perfect relationship to the personality that was imprinted at birth, either often from karmic experiences from past lives is the premise we're operating on, right? And then, of course, so you've got this imprint, and then you've got the personality of what's going on in the planets. Like, we just had this beautiful supermoon, this pink supermoon in Scorpio.
Wow, wasn't it though big and beautiful?
Oh, my gosh. Did you feel that last night, Scorpio man? Yeah. Did you feel it?
I slept very well with the windows all open and the blinds up so the moon could come in and shine on me and Daisy May.
Well, when a supermoon happens, it's closer to the Earth, Doug, so you really feel the effects. And, of course, that
literally, it is not astrologically, but astronomically, the moon has an elliptical pattern around the Earth, and it isn't round. It sometimes of the year is almost 100,000 miles closer to the Earth than it is at other times of the year. That's why it seems bigger, because it's closer. Duh.
Right. And we have another, that's exactly right. And then we've got these new moons that happen, and that's a time for new beginnings. I'm starting a road tour May 12th. There's a new moon May 11th, which is in Taurus, which is where we're going to start to look at our relationship with money and resources and money. Okay, what makes you happy about it? What makes you sad about it? I think a lot of
money?
Us are set on the dial of I think a lot of us are set on the dial of suffering if we don't have enough. But in reality, what if we do have enough and we could be happy?
What if
we do have enough?
That's not it. Yeah. Although I see and I sense that what you're just saying in terms of me is that this is a good business time. It's also a busy time. Busy is busy, but if I didn't have the same personality, I would be exhausted, frankly. I think I would.
That's funny, and I'm not even going to go, but this is, we got four planets in Taurus. That's the Earth. For a person like yourself working with the land and animals, a very potent time. Resources, money, absolutely there'll be a predisposition to be thinking about it, making deals about it, having advantages within that world. Now is the time for all of us to kind of reevaluate where is our security and where is our comfort. So you have the reality of money. Am I about to go broke or am I just really rich and I don't want to spend an extra $5 on a burger? You know, it's the headset, of course, is the energetic and the attraction. If you hold it as lack, you know, the idea is you'll continue to get lack. So you have to shift. But then we've got Jupiter going into Pisces, Doug, on the 13th, which brings in good luck, good fortune, rich life experiences. Pisces is a kind of misunderstood sign. It's got so many levels to it, and it's considered weak sometimes and wishy-washy. It's a symbol of duality, and the fish is swimming in opposite directions. But I can't tell you how many presidents of corporations are Pisces.
I think as my rising sign, that's where my moon is. I feel it's more important sometimes for me and my lifestyle than some of the other realities that you and others have taught me. All right, so for a good reading, let me get to the brass tacks here. Bottom line is that Laura gives great readings. She gives great info, so check her out at stargalnetwork.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.